the six types of toxic people Scorpio attracts. Number one, the energy leech. They're drawn to Scorpio's intensity like moths to a flame. But they don't come to give, they come to take. They dump their chaos on Scorpio and call it trust. They drain Scorpio's emotional battery and still ask for more. Number two, the manipulative charmer. This type pretends to match Scorpio's depth, but hides secrets behind every smile. They think they're playing chess, but forget Scorpio invented the board. These people lie for fun, twist stories, and push boundaries to see what they can get away with. Number three, the victim player. They see Scorpio's protective side and weaponize it. Always in a crisis, always someone else's fault. They lean on Scorpio like a crutch, expecting them to fix what they refuse to change. Scorpio becomes their unpaid therapist, emotional savior, and punching bag, until they snap. Number four, the control freak. Ironically, they're threatened by Scorpio's independence. They try to dominate, micromanage, or correct Scorpio's emotions. But the moment they try to cage Scorpio's spirit, they find themselves staring at a locked door, with Scorpio already gone. Number five, the obsessive follower. They fall too fast, too hard, and turn love into obsession. Scorpio likes loyalty, not possession. But this type doesn't know the difference. They cling, stalk, guilt trip, and make Scorpio feel suffocated. What started as flattery turns into a psychological trap. Number six, the fake light and love healer. They pretend to be spiritually evolved, but they're secretly judgmental and emotionally immature. They use spirituality to bypass accountability. They shame Scorpio for feeling too much or being too dark, but they can't handle real depth, only the aesthetics of it. If you're a Scorpio and you've met any of these types, you're not crazy. You're not overreacting. You just attract powerful lessons and people who aren't ready for your truth. Drop your birthday if you agree.